This is ProBlogger.
Welcome to episode 256 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board and a series of ebooks and courses all designed to help you as a blogger to start an amazing blog that's going to help people, that's going to give you an opportunity to make the world a better place in some way, and also that will hopefully build some profit for you as well. And give you an extra income stream. You can learn more about ProBlogger and check out our courses and ebooks over at ProBlogger.com. Now, today we're kicking off our Blogging Breakthroughs series, where you'll be hearing over the coming weeks from a variety of bloggers who are going to tell you their stories of breakthroughs that they've had over the years. I put the call out a couple of episodes ago for this series, and we were inundated with amazing stories. We can't use them all, but we are going to use quite a few of them over the coming weeks. And we're still working through those applications, to be honest. There's so many of them. But today I want to introduce you to the first of them, a friend of mine called Andrea Vahl. I actually asked Andrea to submit her story while we went through all the other submissions. Now, Andrea is someone I met many years ago now at a blogging conference. I think it was in Las Vegas, of all places. But at the time of meeting her, she wasn't actually Andrea Vahl. She was Grandma Mary, which is a strange one. And I was a little bit freaked out when I first met her because she was obviously someone dressed up in costume. Andrea is someone who had been doing improvisational comedy before she started getting into blogging. And as she started getting into social media, she realized that no one was teaching social media in an entertaining way. So she invented this character, Grandma Mary, to teach how to do social media via video. There's actually a photo in the show notes of her and me from one of those early conferences, so you can see what she looked like. She would also show up at events as Grandma Mary, which was a great way to stand out. I remember her walking through these conference halls with thousands of people in them, and everyone would be, of course, looking at who this person was. And she was kind of a bit of an outrageous, funny character and got a lot of attention. Really great way to stand out. Anyway, Andrea's not only built Grandma Mary's profile, but she also today is well known for herself. She's the co-author of a Dummies book with Amy Porterfield and Phyllis Kerr, Facebook Marketing All in One for Dummies. I'll link to it in today's show notes. And she also does a lot of speaking. In fact, last year she spoke at the Success Incubator event that I run with some friends. Now, in today's blogging breakthrough story, she could really tell a lot of stories, but today she's going to tell you the story of starting her blog back in 2009, so she has been doing it for a while now, and also how she got that book deal, which is a great story. She also shares some really good tips that I want to talk more about at the end of her story. Her story goes for about 7 minutes, so in 7 minutes' time, I'll come back on, and I want to kind of just expand upon a few of the things that she said and give you a little bit of further listening if it piques your interest. Today's show notes, including links to Andrea's site at andreavahl.com. The show notes are at problogger.com/podcast/256. Okay, here's Andrea.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi, this is Andrea Vahl, co-author of Facebook Marketing All in One for Dummies and Wig Wearing Comedian. And I just want to thank Darren for having me on the ProBlogger podcast. And I want to tell my blogging breakthrough story. It really is about how I got the book deal to write Facebook Marketing All in One for Dummies through blogging and through my social media connections. So what happened is I started my blog as Grandma Mary, social media edutainer, because I saw that there weren't a lot of really fun, entertaining blogs out there. And I started it more as a video blog, used YouTube videos, and also was blogging, adding some content with the YouTube videos. And I started blogging in about 2009. And I started a video blog mostly because I didn't like writing that much. So it was a perfect combination for me to use my humor and to create content quickly with a video blog. And I was initially putting out a lot of content. I was blogging maybe 3 times a week. It wasn't super consistent as far as how many times I was blogging, but I knew I had to get a lot of content out there. And I also knew that I wanted to have some products. So I launched a product and I launched some ebooks way before I was ready to do that. I kind of forced myself to get those out there. And I launched my first product and ebook in the fall. So I started blogging in the summer and right away started just launching because I knew that I would just get better at doing that. So I was also at the same time making connections on social media and showing up and doing regular things by commenting on people's tutorials, on connecting when people had maybe a live show going on. There was some live shows out there that were happening, and I was making those social media connections. And one of the people I got connected to was Phyllis Kerr, and she was also watching one of the live shows with me, and we started kind of chatting and connecting through that. And because my blog was a little unusual, a little different, it kind of grew in the fans that I had and grew in the followers, so that was really exciting and fun. What happened was, a year after I had started my blog, it was totally unexpected and out of the blue. I was just starting to monetize it a little bit because my first few products and ebooks were not huge sales, but I knew that would change. It's hard to stay the course sometimes though. And what happened was, a year after I started blogging, I got a call from Phyllis Kerr, and she had a connection into Wiley, who is the publisher of the Dummies series books. And they had seen my authority out there, seen the fact that I had created a lot of content, and also saw the fact that I had written some ebooks. And the combination of all of those things helped me get the book deal to write co-author Facebook Marketing All-in-One for Dummies, along with Amy Porterfield and Phyllis Kerr. And it was just a total shock to me that that would happen. That wasn't something I had on my radar, was to write a book. I actually didn't really like writing that much because I started a video blog. So you really never know where those connections are going to lead and what might happen out there in the world. And I kind of had the intention of starting my business as more of a part-time thing. I had 2 young kids at home, and all I wanted to do was just earn some money on the side. I'd been laid off from my job, but I wanted to stay home with my kids. And so I thought, you know, if I could just earn a little bit of money on the side, that would really help our family, and it would just make things a little more comfortable for us. And plus, it kept me sane, which was a huge benefit to all of that. So I ended up writing the book and actually went on to write 3 editions of the book. And that experience has made me a much better writer. Now I do enjoy writing a lot because I think that experience of writing a Dummies book, while it was sometimes challenging because they have such strict requirements over how you write, it's helped me be a better blogger. It's helped me be a better writer. And what it did for me is really transform my business into something that was part-time into something that is full-time. And now I get to travel all over the world. I'm speaking in places like, I just was speaking in Aruba. I'm heading to Malaysia next week to go speak. I'm going to be speaking in the Czech Republic and then a lot of places in the US. And I really never thought all this was possible from a blog. And I also have much more successful products. That's one of the big ways I monetize my blog, is through the products. And the speaking is great as well, but I focus a little bit more on the products and some of the other things I do, like consulting as well. But the products are what really drives my business. And now the amazing thing is, just not long ago, my husband got laid off from his job, and really he doesn't necessarily need to go find a new job. And that's kind of an amazing thing, is that we can flip things around now, and my business can be what carries our family, and he can kind of find what he might want to do, either in online or virtual, or something that might be a better fit for him too. So I'm such a big believer in blogging. I think some of my key lessons are really to continue to show up consistently and participate and make those connections, because you really don't know where their social media connections are going to lead. And then be open to where that journey might take you. And also, don't be afraid to monetize early. That was something that was really helpful in my journey, because it takes a long time to get to a really profitable product. It really took me about 6 years before things really started kicking off. Maybe it was really more like five, but it really takes a while before you can see huge benefits. And it depends on how you work, but that was my experience. And I know that I was doing a lot more things with my children as well. And that's why I think blogging is an amazing business to be in. So thanks, everyone. You can find me over at www.andreavahl.com, and it's AndreaVahl. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Thanks so much to Andrea for sharing her story. I appreciate you taking the time to do that with us today. I've shared links to Andrea's site and her books in today's show notes. You'll also see a couple of photos of her and myself, including one of Grandma Mary from, I think it was a copy blogger conference that we were at that one. Now, a few things that really stood out to me in Andrea's story. I really loved the way that she articulated the tip of being open to where your blog might take you. When Andrea started her blog, she thought she was going to have one thing, a part-time business. She didn't know what would come from it. She wasn't aiming for a book deal, but she did start to experiment with monetization with those early ebooks. And, you know, as so often happens in these little experiments we do in the early days, things turn out different to what we expect. She wasn't to know that that early ebook was going to get her on the radar of a publisher. I'm sure the ebook itself didn't sell a lot of copies, but the book that followed then led to more opportunities. It gave her opportunities to speak. It gave her more confidence to write more ebooks, which were profitable. It built her audience. It opened up opportunities to network with other people. Today, she now has courses that she does as well as ebooks. She does consulting too. So she wasn't to know that just starting the blog would lead to all of these other things. She didn't start with that plan in mind. She was just open to those possibilities. And really, that is a story that I can relate to as well. I remember my first book deal, my book deal for the Pro Blogger book, came about because I'd previously started writing an ebook. And so when a publisher did approach me, I was able to show them the thing I was already working on. And I probably would have rejected a book deal, to be honest, if I hadn't already started writing that ebook. You never quite know where things are going to open up. And whilst I think it's good and it's fine to start with a plan of where you might end up, to kind of dream some of those ideas, stay open to the opportunities. You might have some unexpected changes or pivots, I guess, in direction. Now, what she started as a simple blog today really is so much more. And I guess the other tip that she gave there is that she showed up consistently. That's certainly another big part of it. Andrea is not someone who just started a blog and then it all fell into place after that. She's someone who has shown up consistently, and I've really admired the way that she shows up to live events. She puts herself out there as Grandma Mary, and she steps out of her comfort zone in those ways. But she's also shown up consistently online as well. You know, she mentioned in her story the idea of networking, and I'm really glad she did this because it's one of the things I've noticed about her from day one. She's always been very well connected, very relational. She's put herself out there. And you might think, you know, someone showing up as a grandma to an event is a crazy out there kind of person. But if you meet Andrea in real life, she, while she has done some of those crazy things, she's actually a very gentle person. I would almost say she's a little bit shy. She's obviously got some confidence, but she's not what you might think. She's pushed herself, I suspect, out of her comfort zone. And as a result, some great things have happened. Last piece of advice that she gave, I think, was really interesting: to monetize early. Now, I know some people who teach blogging say you shouldn't monetize till you've got an audience. And I understand what they're saying there, but I've been teaching for a while that monetizing early is a good thing. It may not make you a lot of money, But as Andrea said, it can lead to opportunities, but more importantly, it leads to learning. You know, if no matter what way that you monetize early, whether it be with some AdSense ads, you're going to then learn about ad positions. You're going to learn about code and that type of thing. You're going to learn about how to insert things into your template of your blog. If you monetize with affiliate marketing, you'll learn how to do a bit of marketing. If you're going to learn by creating a product, an ebook, you're going to learn so much as well. And I particularly think having a product of your own and creating a product of your own is a very important thing. What I would say is you don't need to create a big product. In fact, I don't think you should create a big product until you've tested it with some little things first. And so an ebook is a great way to do that type of thing, or some affiliate marketing of someone else's product will teach you a lot as well. Now, I have done a couple of previous episodes on creating products. So if you do want to dig into those, I encourage you to head over to episode 67. Which is an episode where I explore why you should create a product, and I give you some tips on creating your first product. So that was episode 67. And then a recent episode, 242, is on how to create a product library. So this is more building upon those first products as well. So they would be a couple that you might want to check out if you did want to begin to monetize. That wraps up today's show. I will put links to those previous episodes to Andrea's site on the show notes. The show notes are at problogger.com/podcast/256. I'll also link to Andrea's site. It's Andrea Vahl, and V-A-H-L is how you spell Vahl. com. And I'll also link to our Success Incubator event, which is happening again this year in Orlando, Florida, in late September. Andrea was one of our great speakers last year, and we've begun to announce speakers for this year's event as well. There's also this year a lot of masterminding going on at that event. So if you are wanting a bit of good input, but more importantly, if you want mastermind type experience where you get to throw ideas around from your blog, check out Success Incubator, and I'll link to that in today's show notes too. Thanks everyone for listening. I'll be back next week with another blogging breakthrough story. And if you do have a blogging breakthrough story, dig back a couple of episodes and you'll learn how you can submit your story too. We may not be able to use it straight away, but this is something that we do think we will continue to run from time to time. So you're more than welcome to at least submit something there via the form that we have in that previous show episode. I think it was episode 254. Thanks everyone. Chat next week.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at Pro Blogger. Find us at facebook.com/Pro Blogger or search Pro Blogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.